This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
What? Little old me? Well, my goodness. How about something? Welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray. How are you doing? Ah! Welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray Live. I am the one and only Ray Lytle. With me, as always, from Liverpool, England, the one and only Gully.
Hello, Ray.
And, of course, we can't do the show without my other co-host.
Except for on Friday.
The one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
How are you, my friend?
I don't know. Do I sound better today?
Yes, I think you sound very good.
I changed my mics out.
What did you do differently? You added something to it?
No, I switched mics.
You sound much clearer.
I have so many knobs on my control board for my microphone.
Where?
You have so many knobs, you're not sure which one's the tweak?
Yes, I don't know. I don't even know which one's to mess with. I got so many different knobs. And I really like the way it sounds right now.
That sounds fine.
I hate to mess with it.
I've been trying to get myself to sound clear because I just sound like crap.
Look at the knobs. I mean, look at all these.
Yeah, I know. That's the one that was in the studio.
Yeah, it's my old studio board.
I want one just like it, actually. Just a smaller one. I don't need that many channels.
Well, we did have a cool smaller one, but Steve took it for the basketball games in Chicago.
I'd like to have like a four-channel Samson.
This is a great board. It really is. That's what Steve has. Steve has that little four-channel that is amazing, and it's got all the good stuff, but we use it for the basketball games up in Chicago, so, you know, we don't have it here, but it's a great board. This is a great board. But look, this is a 10-channel board.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have a 10-channel board. I don't need 10-channel. You know, the most I use is 2, but this new setup that I'm supposed to be switching to that I'm just delaying, eventually everything will run through the board, so I'll need about 6 channels. But it's good for what it does now. But my mic sounds perfect. I hate jacking with the mic sound, you know?
You know, when we did that on it's the fourth knob up on the left, I would tweak just a little to the right, that's like bass control.
There is
gives you a little more bass.
Yeah, it's got everything. It's got your high, your mids, your bass. It's just got everything to it. Everything that and I'm eventually going to get this effects thing, and I'm going to run the effects into the auxiliary 2.
Yeah.
And oh my god, it's going to sound fantastic. I just don't have the money for it now, but when I get it, it's going to be fantastic. And so I'm just pretty excited about it. It's a great board. When we record the Dumb Media Show, DC has such a funky voice. I never know how to set his voice. And he fluctuates. He is not a true professional broadcaster like us.
I know.
if you've noticed, he's not a very true professional broadcaster like we are. His voice fluctuates. Sometimes he talks really soft. Other times he's actually, he's all over the place in his talking. So I have to constantly be fluttering I have to constantly be adjusting his levels. Very unprofessional. Mm. Very, very unprofessional. And I only say that because he's in the room. I love it. All right,
it's good to poke fun at people.
Yeah, I love it. You know me. So, yep. What's been happening? I'm debuting a new segment today on the show.
Cool.
I'm actually working on a segment that I haven't told any of you.
Oh, that's great. I started writing my segment last night around 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember we had Adam Hunter on and I was talking to Adam about how, when you go through manic phases and you find yourself twittering at 2 o'clock in the morning. I actually was writing this segment last night and I went ahead at 2:30 in the morning and placed a lot of it up on Twitter. So, I hope I didn't give away all the jokes. I usually don't place my jokes up until after we do them. But I liked what I wrote, so I went ahead and put them up there. So, I hope I didn't blow the jokes, you know what I mean?
We hope you didn't blow them either, Ray.
And then the other problem is, We'll get done doing the show. Oh, by the way, I got like 15 texts from people freaking out because I didn't have the audio-only feed on. Sorry.
Ah!
I know. People are just wigging out. Yes, that's the audio-only feed is now on. It is now on. Please forgive me. Then I will have...
Danger, Will Robinson.
I know.
Danger.
I'm getting Facebook text.
Get told, right.
My phone, and everybody's like, what the hell? I can't hear you. Sorry, everybody. That was my mistake. And I totally forgot what I was saying. Oh, I know. A lot of times we'll record the show from 4:30 to 6. And then I'll take, like, when we do Vic's wishes or dreams, whatever we call it at the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get done with the bit, I'll take the script and I'll convert it and put it up on Twitter, right? Except some people won't download the show because the majority of our listeners listen to the podcast. And because I'm so used to doing live radio every day, you know, we'll finish the show and then like 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'll load everything up and I'll just put the Twitter. And they'll be like, I read all the jokes before I heard the show. I read my Twitter before I heard the podcast. So I'm trying to get better at that, but, you know, what can I say? What can I say? Please forgive me. You'll hear it twice.
You can't please everybody. Yeah,
the jokes are different. I think jokes sound different from written as compared to how they sound, voiced anyway.
It's all in the delivery.
But I'm looking for, I need different music. I don't like the music that I have for this segment. So I'm a little concerned with that. I don't know. Would you like to hear the music? Tell me what you think about it. I went with, you know, like some little hip-hop action.
Next episode. Very nice.
Yeah. And then, you know, over it.
Not So True Facts.
It's time for Not So True Facts, and I would read the fact over this music. What do you think?
Hey, Rankin, you have like
work?
A...
Does it work, or do I, you know...
Well, you know what? If you're going to do that, though, you got to get a little gangster on it. You can't just go, not so true facts. Like, we made this shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pop a cap in your ass.
And I need to read it, and I need to read it like, you know.
Give me something like...
I found another bet I liked, but I found that this is the weirdest thing. I was going through the old disaster radio file.
Uh-huh.
And you remember Wes used to have a show.
Yeah.
And Wes had a great music bed. Except, listen to how the bed starts.
Wes Radio.
Yeah, it's got his, I mean, so I'd have to cut off his, you know, it seems like a lot of work. But I have that one as well.
Give me some, like,
You know, that one sounds okay, but I think I need something more spacey, more, you know.
Give me something that's kind of, like, soft and mellow, right?
Yeah, see, I don't, the only soft and mellow thing I have is the same thing I use for when I do Vic's, Vic's Dreams. You know what I mean, when I do that one?
I don't know, give me something.
Hold on, let me find that. I'm going to find Vic's Dreams. This is the same music you guys hear when I do that segment.
Turn it back just a little bit.
How's that?
I believe, Ray. I believe that one day Sean Blant will find true love, Ray.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
I believe Sean Blant will find true love with Cowboy Troy.
All right, I don't think that's... Oh, that's nice. I like that gorilla. That's got a nice little feel to it.
Got a nice reach around
ah,
to it.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's like Gorilla's Sweet Thoughts. That works. That music works perfect with it.
I think you should do
We have to play our role with that, Gully.
I know, yeah.
You know, we have to go, oh, that's wonderful. And then he zings us. Zing! You know. I believe this. And we go, oh, how nice. And then he zing! I love bits like that. Those are my favorite type of bits. Swear to God.
I only have a couple of those ready, but I'm still working on it.
Do one more. Gully, let's see if Gully... Let Gully and I practice our role.
All right.
Go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for inspirational thoughts from Vanilla Gorilla.
I believe, Rang, that Hillbilly Joe is not a drunk.
Oh, it's,
that's very nice.
Yeah.
I also believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy.
All right, what is wrong with you? Stop that. You got to zing! Zing! That's the key. To hit him with a zing. Yeah, I can write those all day, too. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you write them, I'll write them, yeah. Send them over, we'll do them.
Hell yeah. That's good. I like that. Let's work on that. That's a good segment. See? Speaking of Hillbilly Joe, anybody heard from him? Has anyone heard from him?
I also have... You know, I have some stuff we were going to do from the other show still written, and I haven't really gotten around to it.
Send it over. I'll tweak it, and we'll run it. I will tweak it, and we will play it.
Tweak.
Let me send you this.
This is so far been the most double entendre episode I've ever been in. Tweak. Zing.
Zing.
Knob. Tweak my knob and zing it.
Zing.
You know, really is. I'm just sitting here shaking my head because, you know, I'm disgusted because of some of the things I've thought of.
This is what goes through your mind. Is that what I just read? What Gorilla put up there? What's wrong with you, Gorilla? If Anderson Cooper's in a wedding, he's not the ring bearer. Or they don't have a ring bearer, they have a cock ring bearer.
That's naughty.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that was a bit we were working on. Remember I used to do the Tipper's Big Brown Beaver bits?
Yeah.
So this was, the beaver was seeing the future.
Oh.
And this is one of the future predictions.
Unbelievable. Oh, God. People are saying, a good way to plan the show in the middle of the show. Of course. Yeah. That's what we always do.
Please, you know,
come on.
I promise.
We're spending some time on it like Hillbilly Joe does.
Exactly. We're not just flying from the seat of our pants like usual. Come on. Listen, I did promise everybody I would debut the new segment today at 4:45. We're already 15 minutes late. Imagine that. So I will, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and start. Ladies and gentlemen. It is time for...
Not So True Facts!
Not So True Facts! Not So True Facts! Oh, these are amazing facts. They're not so true. Are you ready?
Ready!
Ready.
Fact number one! The ancient Egyptians loved Popeye's fried chicken.
That's so true.
Fact number two. Papa John from Papa John's Pizza.
Yeah.
Personally sticks his penis into all the pizza dough before it is rolled out into pan supremes. Which had no idea.
That's so true.
That's why sometimes it bubbles up. That's why sometimes it bubbles up there.
Extra cheese.
Most people think syphilis is most commonly spread by college-age students. That is a lie! It's mostly spread by Lindsay Lohan.
Not so true facts.
I've got another fact. Ja Rule. You know Ja Rule?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ja Rule. Once finger banged a dude.
Oh, horrible. No, horrible.
That's on the DL, right?
Yeah, hit on the DL. Hit on the DL.
It was only taking his temperature.
Meryl Streep was originally offered the role as the mama on Good Times, but she turned it down to do Kramer versus Kramer.
Not so true.
I would, you know, listen. If she could have played Jimmy J.J. Walker's mama, that, hey, that would have been acting. If hackers try to break into the United States government supercomputer, it automatically firewalls, begins to shut down, and downloads all its information into Jennifer Lopez's ass.
What? So true.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Another fact, gentlemen. Barack Obama is regularly heard saying, "Cream of wheat is for pussies," when forcing the White House chef to make him oatmeal. Oh, that's terrible. Terrible. This is... Another fact. People wonder how Jason Alexander got the role of George Costanza. It was part of his contract that he would give fellatio to Jerry Seinfeld before the taping of each and every episode. It's a fact.
Not so true.
Another fact. No, these are something else. The comic book hero Green Lantern was originally modeled after Hillbilly Joe. Oh, excuse me, there's a typo. I'm sorry. The color of the hero, Green Lantern, were originally modeled after Hillbilly Joe's teeth. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Not so true.
Last but not least, it's a fact. If you look it up, the word Republican means hypocrite in Polish. What?
Not so true.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the first ever segment of
Not So True.
And of course it happens right here on the one and only Chubby Ray Live. Suckers! Ah. Oh, I like that. I thought that was pretty good, actually. I like that. Are right, you listening to Chubby Ray Live? Guess what? Hillbilly Joe actually just came online.
Oh.
I know. He's actually online. We could yell at him.
Probably so.
We could yell at him for missing the show yesterday. Or, I'm sorry, for missing the show last week. Are you in a bad mood, Gully?
I want to shout at him.
Let me add him. Let me see if he'll answer. See if we can get hold of him.
If he's not, like, trapped in his basement because he's the gimp.
I want to know what his problem was, if he'll answer.
He won't answer.
Hillbilly Joe, are you there?
Being chained to the wall means he can't answer.
Yeah. Hillbilly Joe, are you there? No, he's still not answering. Because he was supposed to be on the show last Thursday, he blew it off. Then Friday, blew it off. And he wasn't on yesterday.
Well, he's clearly gay.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with him missing the show.
Nothing. I'm missing the point, but he is clearly gay.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, he's not... He's not answering the phone. But someone who I also see is online is the person who Gorilla pranked over the weekend. You see that? Gorilla over the week. All right, listen. We got a guy named Hardcore Rob. We know, well, you guys all know Rob, right? Maybe not everybody who downloads knows Rob, but most of the people listening right now, you know Rob. Rob does a show. What's the name of the? Is it? It's what's the name of the new show?
Basement Show.
Oh, is it on the Basement Show where he was doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if he had a separate conspiracy show or?
Well, he was during the basement show.
Okay. Because he also, Rob's a big believer in this conspiracy stuff. And on his show Friday, was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
All right, on his show Saturday, he always talks about this, what is the name of that, what's the name of the group that they're scared to death of, these?
It's the NWO, Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove is part of the New World Order. And there's all these rich and famous and powerful people that they go out in the woods and worship an owl. And Rob is always talking about him, always talking about the worshiping of the owl and stuff like that. We got to get him to call in because I want to see if he actually did fall for it. So he's always talking about Gorilla got an owl candle, and he took the candle and put a threatening note with it and left it on Rob's front porch.
That's classic.
Because everybody knows when secret organizations want to shut up a guy talking to his internet audience, they leave a candle.
Of an owl.
Of an owl. It's great. Oh, my God. Get Rob tell Rob to call in.
Hold on.
Get him a number, see if he can call in, because that was fantastic. That was fantastic. So Gorilla puts the owl on his front porch, right?
Yeah.
He puts the owl on his front porch with a threatening letter, and Rob's show was all freaked out on his show and starts going, I don't even know if I should talk about this. I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but
you gotta love that.
I think the Breckenridge people are sending us a message. Oh my God, that's fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. I love it.
I love this week. It's one of my favorites.
Let's bring him onto the show right now, ladies and gentlemen. Hardcore Rob joining us on the program.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey,
all right, so did he, first off, let me ask you, be honest. Did he get you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got me, definitely.
Hook, line, and sinker? I mean, you honestly were scared.
Well, I mean, you know, from being in radio so long, I mean, you probably have all kinds of psychos that, right. You know, always like, you know, stalkers,
but you,
fans,
you
whatever.
Do,
you
do believe in this stuff. You believe in the Breckenridge group or whatever. And the
Bilderberg group, yeah.
What's it called?
The Bilderberg.
The Bilderberg group and the owl. You believe all that crap.
Well, I mean, I don't, I've never been there. So I don't know for sure one way or the
Come
other.
Come on,
but,
you believe it.
Sure, they take, there's pictures of it. There's movies all over the place.
Right.
I mean, you have to be pretty kind of blind to not believe it. It's there.
So you believe there's a group of people, a consortium, that has an agenda that includes the systematic decline of government and for them to take over and all this stuff, right? I mean, isn't that their whole plan? And they want all the money and all the power in the world.
Yeah, it's a group of, it's a group of, like, I don't know, it's about 60 people, and, you know, lots of Americans are in it, and people from all over the world, kings and queens,
and their goal is to get rid of currency and governments and just have one new world order where they're in charge of everything.
Well, Well, I think Obama's already started a lot of it for him.
Right.
You know, he just does what they tell him.
Do you think? And you think though Obama's part of this group? What was George Bush part of it?
I don't think it matters anymore. Honestly, I don't think voting matters at all. I think once it went electronic, especially, that was the end of it there. I don't think I think it's a nice way to keep us occupied.
So Gorilla, all right, so you're always talking about this Bilderberg group.
He believes it. He knows about it.
I know, but I'm saying you talk about this stuff on your show. It used to be Weird Frequencies, but now Weird Frequencies is no longer a show?
Yeah, I mean, I did it for about a year, and there really just wasn't enough interest in it. I mean,
so now that's part of your other show, The Basement Show. You do a whole segment about Weird Frequencies.
Right, yeah, I'll just break into something crazy, yeah.
And then so Gorilla decides he's gonna get a freaky owl candle and leave it on your, porch.
And the note, too, you know, it was...
And what's the note? What's the note?
It had a ribbon, a red ribbon wrapped around it. And you know, this note was real neatly rolled up, almost like a scroll.
Gorilla, this is great, by the way. I love that you did this. This is hysterical.
Lots of effort made.
And what did the scroll say?
It said, we know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
We know where you live. Leave us alone. And it was signed with a big, giant BG on it.
Oh, I love But it was a candle. But it wasn't, let's face it, it was a candle.
Yeah, it was big, though. And, he sat there right outside the door facing us. When he opened the door. Shannon actually found it, right?
Oh, your poor wife.
My wife found it. And she opened the door and looked down, and she instantly just shut the door
came
back to the back room where I was at with my buddy, and she said, "There's a glass owl on the porch, and it's staring at me."
Oh, that's great.
So we went out there. My buddy Matt, first thing I thought of, me and Shannon both were like, oh, bomb or crazy person. So we both backed up, and my buddy Matt, he walks right up and just picks it up. Oh, it's just a wax owl. But, and the first person that flashed in my mind, the symbolism of it, instantly you think, well, crazy people do stuff like that, on crime shows and stuff. There's always some symbolism behind it. Everything means something. So, first thing I thought was owl, Bohemian Grove. And I swear to God, the first person I thought of was Gorilla.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because you said it flashed through your mind. So you're saying when you first got it, you went, oh, my God, they're telling me to stop, Because if you believe in this stuff, and part of the Bilderberg group is they are powerful and that they have had people killed.
Yeah.
The conspiracy says they have had people killed for revealing the existence, for revealing that they exist.
Yeah, at one time. Now I think it's too late, though. Everyone knows. It's all over the place now. They're out of the bag. And they're not shy about it. If you really listen to the words that come out of these presidents' mouths, they'll tell you what, they'll say we're moving into a new world order, and they'll just slide it in there.
Right. So, but I mean, you were thinking, you actually thought, oh my God, they're on to me.
For a couple seconds, yeah. But he was on camera, though, actually.
How scared were you? I just want to know, at that moment when you thought, oh my God, how scared were you?
Yeah, I thought, definitely some crazy person. I didn't necessarily think that it was, I didn't catch the BG part, which that stands for Bohemian Grove.
Right.
I was just thinking initials of a person in my head, I didn't, until I got in the chat room and told everybody about it, and that's when, he finally gave it up, because I got in there and I was like, all right, I got to show everybody.
What were you thinking? You're like, oh my God, I can't light this candle because I'll be poisoned, or...
Oh, yeah, we didn't want to touch it.
Oh, that's
and then we started talking about explosives, and then Vanilla Gorilla.
Gully, what was your line yesterday?
It was scented with lavender.
Yeah, they were gonna get you with lavender.
Right.
We're going to shut you up by making your house smell nice.
And then he mentioned in there, Bohemian, could it be Bohemian Grove?
So when did you figure out?
That freaked me out.
When did you figure out it was Gorilla?
I realized.
Did you figure out it was Gorilla? Did you figure out it was Gorilla, or did he tell you that it was him?
No, he told me once he realized, I think, that we were starting to freak out and go, well, what if there's explosives? What if it's got anthrax on it? And, you know, we were talking on the mic during my show.
What if it's got anthrax? Gorilla, you're a cruel person. That is just cruel.
The villain came into my mind instantly, but then he went out real quick because I was like, man, he wouldn't do that.
That's great.
Yes, I would.
When did you find out? Was Gorilla the one that finally told you, or?
Yeah, okay. because during my show, we just finally, but we didn't go live for a long time.
Because you were probably freaking out. You were probably like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, and we just got in the chat room, and we said, something just came to our door, and we'll tell you about it here in a little bit.
The great thing was it was on his porch for like 3 hours before
great.
They found it.
Was it really?
Just
yeah,
fantastic.
We put it out there like 7:30.
Oh, my God, that's great.
I just went out there, and I didn't see it. So that kind of freaked her out.
Hey, I got a good conspiracy. I got a good conspiracy for you, okay?
Yeah?
I'll leave you with this, because now I know, you
right.
I know you won't be able to sleep after hearing this. I read this the other day. Now, by the way, I read this and said, this is freaking ridiculous, all right? But I know you will freak out over this and obsess. In 2007, all right, 2007, or it was either 2007 or early 2008, there was a meeting of the world's most wealthiest, well-known people, including Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, and others, all right? And they had a meeting, and it was a secret meeting. But some European press found out about it, and the meeting, and they claimed the meeting was about South Africa or building something in Africa. When actually, the meeting was them being told to move your money around because a planned economic collapse was coming at the end of 2008. And they were also told, of an asteroid that could potentially hit the Earth within the next 5 years.
Ooh.
There you go.
Well,
a secret meeting in early 2008, late 2007, with some of the world's wealthiest people. And I guess it's on the internet. You can look it up. I guess that they had the meet. They claimed it was about developing Africa, but it was actually about those things that I mentioned. Ooh.
I'll tell you to answer that. That's, you know, doesn't surprise anyone just because the Bilderberg meeting,
I'm sure it does,
always includes members of Microsoft. It always includes, like, let's see, last one's Coca-Cola was there, which was, I thought was strange. But, I mean, you can look on the, which I drink Pepsi now. No, just kidding. I love Coke. But they, if you look on the roster, I mean, you can just go look.
The roster.
And they have telephoto lenses.
They have a roster of people.
Oh, yeah. You just can go look at it. They're not shy
Rob.
About it anymore. I'm telling
Rob,
you. Just look
Rob.
It up on the internet. Bilderberg 2000, or whatever, 2010, maybe 2009 roster, and you'll find it.
So let me just, I tell you this conspiracy, and Gully, the first thought that goes to your head is what? When I just said that little conspiracy thing. About Oprah and Bill Gates and stuff. What went through your head?
Crazy fool.
Yeah. When I read it, I thought, oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, but the celebrity side of
but
it.
But Rob.
There's a lot of,
but Rob,
lot
your,
of celebrities that are involved.
Your first thought was, oh, I believe it.
Did they have meetings to, you know, secret meetings people don't know about? They do it all the time.
I'm
yeah,
sure they have meetings. I'm sure they have meetings, but... Were they really having a meeting to, you know... Hey, did you see the movie 2012?
Yep.
In the movie, 2012, there's an asteroid, or no, not an asteroid. There's the end of the world is coming because of something with the sun and heating the Earth. I don't know. I don't understand it. But
yeah, like they find
out about it like so many years in advance. So all the world's richest people get together and decide to build ships to where like they could be saved. They could be saved.
Isn't that figuring you had to have money to get on the boat?
Yeah, well, but in the movie they say that they go, why the rich people? They said because we had to pay for it. You had to build. Somebody had to pay to build them, and the wealthiest right. people are the ones that did it. So,
well, you know, last thing, the celebrity-wise, they're all. You know, there's a lot of celebrities that are already involved. And we talked about that before on my shows, like Jay-Z and Rihanna and Kanye West, and they all have a pact. Just look, just go watch the video. Run this town. We run this town.
Yeah.
That's not about gangs. That's not about bling and selling crack. Trust me. It looks like a revolution if you watch the video. And the people in it aren't, they're not singing about
so Jay-Z
diamonds and gold.
Jay-Z is in the New World Order?
He's a Mason.
Oh, Jay-Z is what? Jay-Z's a Mason?
Yeah, he's a third degree Mason.
I had no idea.
That's the Blueprint is his new album, Blueprint 3. There's three phases of becoming a Mason, and
what about
that's
P,
part of...
What about P. Diddy? He's not one, too, is he?
Probably.
Oh,
Oh, they sold their race out. Right. They really have, all right.
Well,
if you look at Jay-Z's clothes...
They sold out.
...that he sells...
Yeah.
He did. If you look at the clothes that he sells, they're covered with Illuminati symbols. And
Jay-Z's a member of Illuminati. Listen, God bless you, Rob. God bless you.
You ever see him put the triangle over his left eye? It's always his left eye. He stole it, you know, from, who was that wrestler?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, he stole it from him, and he paid him. You know, that he had to pay him a lot of money to use that. But anyway, it's always over his left eye. It's pyramid. The eye, the all-seeing eye.
Uh-huh.
That's your thing. You know.
I think it's wonderful that you believe what you believe. I'm not going to make fun of you.
Oprah's a powerful lady, don't you? You think she has something to do with making decisions? Good Lord.
She's retiring. I think she's retiring, yeah, she so maybe she's maybe she knows something's going on. Maybe she knows.
Someone would know.
Listen, you know, somebody told me the other day the asteroid thing holds true. They said, why do you think they don't give a shit about the deficit? So why do you think...
We've already talked about the asteroid. I know that freaks you out.
They said, why do you... They said, why do you think that Bush got rid of pay-as-you-go? So you spend whatever he wants. Spend it. They know we're not going to be around in 5 years.
Yeah, it's almost like they don't care anymore for the whole system.
Well, I don't know. I hope you can sleep tonight, but I didn't mean to put any kind of fear in your... You know. But.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that.
I do love how Gorilla got one over. That's a great prank. I mean, it's probably how jokes go.
Well, you know, that's the thing with Gorilla is he's a smart dude, and if you really talk to him off camera, he probably believes half of it, or he knows that there's at least something to
people
it.
People believe what you want. I'm not, you know.
Well, you have to, you know what?
I make fun of people whether they believe or not. Doesn't matter to me.
You have to be smart and research yourself. Don't listen to people. Go look. Just go look up Bilderberg. Go look up Bohemian Grove and see what you can find out, and it'll freak you out.
There you go. Well, Rob, I'm sorry that you were scared on that Gorilla did this on Friday. But
yeah.
God damn, that's pretty funny. Thing. It is funny.
Very humorous, though.
Yeah. All right.
Extremely.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. We have to let you go because we have to play Michelle the Weather Babe, drinking or not drinking.
All right, guys, have a good show. That's way better than me, trust me.
It's our new game show.
That's awesome. I love Michelle.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy. There you go. A hardcore Rob joining us on the show.
Take care of you guys. Thanks.
Later, Rob.
Later, Rob. Bye.
Oh, my God. Rob, by the way, Hardcore Rob and his show, Basement Radio, airs on... The Basement Show airs on basementradio.net. Is it Friday nights?
Saturday, 10 to midnight.
I'm sorry, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight. The Basement Show on basementradio.net. Check out Rob's show. All right. So it's time to play Michelle the Weather Babe. Drinking or not drinking? All right. Michelle the Weather Babe. Drinking or not drinking? Gully, as a friend of hers on Facebook, says she's always drinking.
She is.
That's what he says. Gully, what's your guess for today?
I'm going to stick with what I said all week, which is drinking.
You're saying, yes, she is drinking. Gorilla.
Yes, indeed.
Not drinking because she knows you're calling.
You're saying not drinking.
Which means I'm not going to get her number.
You think because I set up, because I did, I had to call her, I had to set up and not call her, but I had to send her a message in advance. I sent her a message in advance saying we're going to call you, so make sure you have your phone on. I'm going to say drinking. Gorilla says not drinking. Gully says drinking. It's time to play.
Although I wish he was.
It's time to play Michelle the Weather Babe. Drinking or not drinking. Michelle, of course, did radio with me for years.
Hello.
We'll see if we can get hold of her. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think I hear her. I think I hear her now. It's time to play Michelle the Weather Babe. Drinking or not drinking? How are you, dear?
I'm not right now. I wish I was.
You're not drinking? Oh. You're not drinking?
No.
Oh, oh right now. God.
Not at the moment.
Oh,
you've ruined it.
Golly, I'm sorry you lose, but Gorilla, congratulations to you. You got it right.
Yeah.
And what are you doing at this? What are you doing at this time that you're not drinking?
I'm just running a couple errands.
Oh wow! No drinks tonight.
Will you be drinking?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you will.
Absolutely. That's a gimme.
Where are you drinking tonight?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, you haven't decided.
Undecided.
But you will.
I got half a bottle of Jaeger.
You are planning on drinking tonight.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Damn it, Gully! I thought you had one.
Oh, I never win anything.
Gully was sure a beautiful day like today, you would get off of your job and immediately head to the bar.
That's happy Thursday.
This is beautiful weather. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Love it. All righty. Well, damn it. That upsets me. Because I guess yesterday I said you weren't drinking. Today I guess drinking. I probably would have won if you'd answer the phone.
Yeah, you were wrong on the post account.
Oh, really? You were drinking?
Yes, I was right yesterday, too.
The reason you didn't answer the phone is you were drinking yesterday?
No, I was not yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, I said you were wrong on both accounts.
Oh, see, I would have won. I would have won yesterday. I said you were drinking yesterday.
God damn it.
All right.
Can you secretly tell me over Facebook
no,
what
don't
day you
cheat,
are thinking?
No, don't cheat, Gully. You're going to ruin the game.
No, I'm not ruining it. I'm just going to win.
Hey, what are you up to anyway? Well, how come we're not getting together? How come we're not getting together? I thought we were supposed to talk about stuff.
I know. We need to. I know.
We got
to
go over the band. We got to go over the band stuff. I got to fix your computer or whatever. Let's, you know, get hold of me.
We need to do that.
Try to be home once. You know the problem. You know the problem. You're always out drinking. The problem.
That's not really a problem. I don't really see that being a problem.
I know you don't consider it a problem.
I don't consider that a problem at all.
All righty. Well, yeah.
So it's a problem. Message.
Are you doing good?
Yeah.
We never talk to you anymore.
We might need another intervention, right?
I text with her every once in a while. That's as far as it goes. We never talk anymore. All righty.
Love texting.
Well, go back. Go back and finish your chores, because I know you, so you can get your cool, refreshing alcohol into your system. You're probably going deep. You're probably shaking now. You get the shakes.
How long
has it been since you had some booze in you?
How much what?
How long has it been since you've had some booze in your system?
Yeah.
I mean, how many
Too
hours
long.
Before you start shaking? Has it been 48 hours?
You know, it's not that bad anymore. Not like it was back in the day. The fun days. You remember the fun days?
I know. Those were great days. Listen, I can't remember. I can't tell you the last time. Last time I drank was at the 49er when my band played. I got my Diet Coke my Diet Pepsi with a splash of whiskey in it. That's all I had.
so you're so crazy like that.
That's the last time I drank.
A diet? Why were you drinking that? That's, like, no fun.
I have a diet with a splash, just a taste of whiskey. Because I'm very responsible. I'm not like I used to be with these band gigs. I don't get drunk and play. I stay sober and put on a good show, and, you know, I actually care about it.
Those are the fun days.
I know.
I know. Those are the fun days, though. I think we just get out of his mind drunk and Jimmy and RTQ, and it was Shainer.
Well, I had RTQ to drive. Now I don't. Now I let my, and you know, the other thing is, I let my wife go get drunk. And then my fun starts when I get home. My fun starts when I get home, if you know what I mean.
I'm hoping to get my girlfriend drunk this weekend.
Yeah, you got to get him drunk. I think that's why Michelle's boyfriend doesn't do an intervention to tell her that she's drinking too much. Because she probably gets really freaky, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Women get drunk, and you know they get freaky in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's a fine line. I mean, you got to watch it, though. You can't let them drink too much, because they'll go right from freaky to vomiting.
Yeah, you don't want that all over
you. You know what I mean? They will. You know, you don't want that to happen. You want to make sure that you got to get the women just right.
Because they're only going to have to clean it off.
And if you're if you're a married guy, you've been dating somebody for a long time, you've got to know right when it's the perfect moment to get them in the bedroom. You know, right when they got that perfect buzz going. Because if you wait too long, it's like that time that when we would go out before, we took Michelle with us. I don't know how many times we had to end up carrying her into her house.
Yeah, you gotta cut them off. Otherwise, you'll be holding their hair.
That's right.
You know,
Sean Bullitt banging her head against the wall.
That happened.
That was the best.
Not gonna lie, it happened.
That was the best. Oh, well, listen, go have fun. I know you gotta get your crap done. Thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, dear. Bye. Take care. The lovely Michelle, the weather babe, everybody. God bless.
And a lovely teeth.
Yeah, she's great teeth. Let me bring over Bella so she can wave. Bella and Annie, they need to wave to Annie's mother, Joy, who's in the room. Wave, you guys. Oh, my God. What is my mother doing here?
What are you doing, Grandma?
What is she doing? Grandma's here, too. Oh, Lord.
Have Millie. Oh, there she is.
Oh, God. Look at, why is my mother here?
She's probably looking for her phone.
Annie is here. That's Bella's friend. Her mother's in the room. It's Joy. Annie, come say hi to your mother. There you go. My mother is here wearing a red hat, everybody.
Uh-oh, it must be a time for a meeting.
I don't know what she's up. Ma, do you have a red... you guys want me to interview my... you guys want me to interview my mom?
No.
Want me to interview her, Gorilla?
Apparently not.
Golly, you want me to interview her?
No. If you want to, I don't know.
Hold on, let me grab the microphone. I'll bring her over. The notorious M.I.G. All right. Talk into that microphone. Make sure it's on. Make sure it's on. The microphone.
Yeah, is it on?
There you go. Now it's on.
Okay, it's on.
Say hi to everybody. It's Millie, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Millie.
Look at her wearing. You look ridiculous.
Hello,
with this red hat on.
No, I don't. This is easy.
Why are you just here visiting?
Well, because I need to borrow your car.
I knew it. I knew it. I could tell she wants. She's up to no good. You guys see this? She comes. She never just drops in to say hi or to be nice.
It's never.
I take it back. I'm going to be very nice to you Sunday. I'm cooking all the food for everybody and then bringing it over here.
Hey, you can be nice to me now.
Why?
Did you leave your Best Buy card?
Why? No.
Just borrow my
no.
car and leave your Best Buy card. Just go ahead and take it. I'll take care of you.
No.
No
what
problem.
Do you want to get from Best Buy?
I have to get all our shows.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
All of our shows are on the external hard drives.
Yes.
Which are now filled.
So.
I need to get another external hard drive.
Yes, it's important.
Well, I got cash, but I don't want
to. Oh, you don't want to use your money.
No, I was going to give you the cash and use your Best Buy card to purchase it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have it with me, but I can give it to you tomorrow.
You're the best.
If you pick me up from work.
Well, why are you borrowing my car? What are you going to do, bring it back?
Well, I was planning on
if you're going to borrow my car, do you guys hear this? She wants to borrow my car and then be chauffeured everywhere. If you're going to borrow my car,
you give her your car today,
why don't you borrow it and then you take it to your work tomorrow?
Oh, okay, I can do that.
You think I'm going to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning and,
well, no,
and pick you up tomorrow? It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay, I'll take it then. Okay.
Why don't you just take it and then bring it back when you're...
Okay,
you know.
I can do that tomorrow.
By the way, I knew she, you want to know how I knew she was going to borrow my car?
How?
I just put gas in it. Just
I will put
she
gas.
Knows.
I put gas in it.
I want to explain my life to everybody. I have a perfect life. I'm home. 99.9% of my existence is at home. The only place I ever go is to band practice, okay, which is right down the street from where I live, or when my band plays gigs.
All right? You guys go to the show.
I occasionally go to the movies. That's about it.
And weekly.
That's how I... Oh, no. I've been to the movies once in the last 3 months.
Oh, you're full of hot air. You've been there a couple times.
Oh, it's a Hot Tub Time Machine. Is it?
No,
I have,
no,
that,
no,
that's
no,
all
no,
I've
no.
seen. Last movie I saw before Hot Tub Time Machine was...
No, you just went a few weeks ago. Didn't they, Bella?
No. No, no, no. No. Goose came over to watch the girls, but we decided not to go.
Oh, okay.
We stayed home, spent time with each other.
Well, I'm not
Goose
home that much. I'm gone a lot.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. That's you. But my existence is perfect. I never, the only place I ever go is to pick my daughter up from school.
Uh-huh.
Now, my daughter's school is like 6 blocks from here. It's not even a half a mile. I drive, pick her up, come back. I literally can put gas in my car. I can fill it up. And if I'm the only one driving it, I don't have to fill it up for like a month. I can go a month without even worrying about gasoline.
Is that a good idea?
Every time I fill it up, my mother borrows the car. It's out of gas within 3 days.
Oh,
doesn't she ever fill it up
for
you?
No, never.
I put gas in it.
Oh,
I mean,
and then how many times? This is honest to God. How many times have you borrowed my car, and then you've given it back to me, and my driving has ended up in me being out of gas somewhere on the side of the road? Be honest.
Oh, my God.
Be honest. How many times has this happened in the last year?
Once when we were together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one time I was with you, all right?
Yeah, that's about all I know.
About 3 other times, by the way.
Oh, well, that I don't know.
With your selective memory.
I don't know anything.
Why
about
are
that.
You going through all the drawers in my...
Because this
in my,
is all yucky. I was going to close it. Look at this. It's a mess.
Why are you going through that?
I don't know. Do I need this for my computer?
What is wrong with you?
She's gonna go around with a mic.
I have no idea what that is.
You know, while she's there, fix your voicemail message,
put
right?
That back. What are you doing?
I couldn't get the.
Why did you? Phone. Why did you even open that?
It was crazy. Oh. It wasn't straight. That's why you got all goofy.
My one. She's going through all the drawers.
I'm not going
oh,
through.
Oh
my! This is how it was.
She's broke it now.
That drives you crazy.
Oh, this woman.
Oh, Raymond. Oh.
All right, see, Gorilla.
Well,
this is why you don't put her on. This is why you don't have me put her on the show.
I've got to go.
I said no. She said no. I said no.
Oh.
I didn't bring my keys, so can I borrow your keys?
You can't. Well, you're going to borrow my keys, too?
Well, my keys are at
Esther,
home.
Ask her if she's going to chauffeur her around.
Take my car and just don't ever come back.
Don't come back.
Take it, go.
Maybe it would be worth it.
I don't care.
Where are the keys?
You want to know when she'll bring it back? Honest to God, you want to know when she'll bring it back? When it's out of gas. It'll be out of gas. Oh, honey, I don't need your car anymore. See you later.
You're full of hot air. That's not true.
Completely out of gas.
That is not
the car just got filled up. We just filled it up with gas.
I'm going to check it out.
We filled it up.
I'm going to replace it.
I believe it when I see it.
Wait a minute. You better be nice. You want to borrow my
best fight. Oh, I do want to borrow. You're right. I love you. I love you more than life itself. You're my wonderful mother.
Yeah, I want to know how much.
You're a wonderful mother. A fabulous grandmother.
And I was going to buy you. I was going to tell you tomorrow your sticker expires.
You are lovely. You're a lovely person.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Gas goes left.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Borrow my car. Take it all you want.
You don't want to know how much a new sticker is going to cost, you're right.
You really don't want to tell me that. Besides, you need it tomorrow night. You said you got
a bad
rehearsal.
Yeah. But I can always take my wife's car for bad.
Oh, okay.
So take it. Right. Well, take as long as you need. I don't need it. I'm not picking up
the I'll see. Well, aren't you going to go to Best Buy?
Yeah. Well, I'll go with Deidre's. I'll go with Deidre's car.
Oh, okay.
Just let me know.
Well, listen, I'll let you go. Okay. Bye bye.
Take my car.
Goodbye. Bye bye.
Get out of here. My mother, everybody.
Bye, Billy.
There's my mother.
Gaskozilla.
Yeah. You see her with that ridiculous red hat on. If she spent as much time helping to solve the world's hunger problems as she does making those red hats, there would be no hunger in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If she concentrated... if she concentrated her attentions on making the world a better place instead of and put as much time as she does making those red hats, the world would be a beautiful place to live. It'd be unbelievable.
Give me a segue here, Ray.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of people who are not going hungry, we have a caller on the line, Ray.
Who do we have on the line? Who do we have on the line?
Don't be shy.
Please speak.
Are we talking about me?
Oh my God! Yes. Is that yes. Pickett?
Yes, people who aren't going hungry.
Oh good
yes.
Lord!
I definitely not going hungry.
What is Pickett doing on? Boy, what a show today we've had. Hardcore Rob, my mom, and Pickett. What a show. Good Lord, what a show. What are you doing, Pickett? We haven't seen you forever.
Oh, I've been working and being sick. I had my appendix out last
on
month,
the table.
2 months ago.
You had to have your appendix out?
Yeah, that was exciting.
I feel sorry for that, Doc.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arms probably got tired just cutting halfway through.
Wow.
Maybe
I did ask if they could take a little off the top on my way in. Well, they said no.
Yeah. While you're in there, can I just suck out some of that fat?
As it defines it, a pediscope.
Well, what happened to your what happened with your appendix?
I just got appendicitis, and might as well take it out. I'm like, okay,
very unclean. Do you have health insurance?
You don't get appendicitis and think I'm clean.
You know what that's from? You know what that's from? You could get a urinary tract infection. Can be so bad it can lead to that. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
You know what it is? It's because you and your girlfriend have that stupid no sex rule before you get married.
Yeah.
I'm not married yet.
She's been doing other things. She's been doing other things to you.
3 weeks, my friends. 3 weeks.
She has been doing. She's been doing other things to you, and her mouth is very unclean, and you ended up getting.
See, no, that's not true.
dry humping could cause it.
Can dry humping cause appendicitis?
Well, if you rub up too much, it's
when are you? When is the marriage? When are you getting married?
I get married in 3 weeks. April 24th.
I did receive. By the way, I received an invitation to Pickett's wedding. It was very nice of you to invite me.
Which I did not.
It was very nice to invite me. I mean, it really was nice. It was sweet. My wife and I actually considered going. We did. We looked at it and said, "Boy, it's impossible." But we did actually say, "You know, I'm like, I've never been to Los Angeles."
It's good.
I've been invited to Los Angeles many times and have never gone.
I'm gonna show up, Ray.
If I was working and we had the money, I would have gone. I'd take a little vacation. Why not?
Well, it's nice to have you.
I know. So the big wedding is. Are your parents coming out? What's
Yeah. I got some friends and family coming
look
out.
Look at that.
People here are gonna be here. It's gonna be a good time. It's really gonna be a great time.
Well, good for you. And the big wedding is gonna happen. You're gonna be married, and then what?
Well, I'm here. I'm working at a movie theater right now, and it's actually the same theater that bought out Carasota.
I heard about that.
So as of June, I will be living in Springfield, Illinois once again.
Now, are you going to work for the theater?
Yes.
So you're transferring. Let me get this right. You finally get to L.A.
Where he was, like, dying to go.
Right. And then you get a job. You get a job with... is it AMC?
Yes, all right. AMC.
And now AMC is going to transfer you back to Springfield, Illinois, which is where you wanted to leave.
The fact of the matter is,
place.
I mean, when I transferred out here, I transferred out here with work.
Right.
And I was making pretty decent money, and I didn't really have a problem. Well, when they closed down my store, I got pushed on unemployment, and it's just not enough.
Yeah.
Even working at the theater now, I mean, for what I spend on rent here, I could live off of in Springfield.
No, this is true. That's true. Now are you... So, but you are going to work at the AMC. When does AMC officially take control in Springfield? Do you know?
They haven't released it at this point in time yet. I'm not entirely sure.
But by June, you will be.
They're hoping to have it all the stuff transferred by June.
That's awesome.
But regardless, I should be able to be transferred without a problem. They said.
Well, good for
as
you.
Of June.
So it's your wish to go.
So are you going to be like the manager or what?
It's your wish to go to Springfield.
You know, right now, honestly,
just
I'm just
you.
Like an employee. And it sucks because I haven't come from a management position. But you know, here at my theater, they're training me in pretty much everything you can be trained in.
Right.
Hoping to get to that point. I don't know. Radio out here is kind of rough.
Listen, radio's rough everywhere, buddy.
Radio, I know that, right?
Radio's rough everywhere.
And so, like, there's nobody.
I mean,
nobody
listen, I was the number one morning show in Springfield for 10 years. I don't think I could get a job doing part-time in this town if I tried. Oh, I'm sorry. If the unemployment people are listening, I try. I try every day, seriously. Yes. I'm trying, really. If Jim Bunning's listening, I try. I filled out 10 applications today.
I filled out 11, just in case people are listening for me.
I actually have a job. I didn't have to apply anyway.
We're fun employers.
Yeah.
I try. We're the great old wash.
I try to get part-time everywhere.
But yeah, it would be a little better for me if it paid the rent at least.
Yeah. Well, so you're coming back. Good for you.
Yes.
Is your wife prepared for what's going to happen?
She is. She's a little nervous. She doesn't know anybody. She's ready.
I'll hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
I won't subject her to that.
Gorilla's a swinger. I don't know if you'd want to hang out with him.
Yeah, you want to keep it tight.
I'll talk you guys into swapping. And right now, I got to be honest, when he talks couples into swapping, he's getting the best end of that deal. Because he and his wife are sleeping in separate bedrooms. I'm not sure they're actually together.
They're kind of like you in a way, because they're probably not having sex.
Right. Yeah. It's true. It's true. It is. Gorilla's marriage is a lot like Pickett's engagement. That's pretty cool.
It is. You've got so much in common.
Is your girlfriend living with you now, or are you not going to live together until after the wedding?
Oh, no, she lives here. It really helps because, you know, me not having...
And
you
sleep in the same bed and everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know you can live with her without being driven crazy.
Yeah.
That's important. You know, that is...
Well, you know, and
that's
just,
important.
We actually were...
People that don't live together before they get married, they eventually move in together and have to spend every day together, and they're driven nuts.
Yeah. Well, and we just finished our last day. Like, we've been through the whole premarital counseling with our minister.
Yeah.
Premarital counseling? What the hell is that?
That never works.
Basically, you know, the preacher who's going to marry you.
When you get married in a church, they make you go through this ridiculous counseling.
Ours wasn't bad at all. Actually, it was really
I got
really
married
helpful.
In Las Vegas. The only counseling I needed was some guy gave me tips on playing blackjack. That was my counseling. That was my counseling. And another guy taught me.
I can imagine that. Remember,
and another guy taught me how to bet NBA basketball. There's my counseling. I wasn't sure on how to bet it.
But yeah, we just finished our counseling. It was pretty simple. Since we had lived together.
Yeah.
Don't have sex?
No, he didn't say anything about sex, actually.
They just assumed that you. But you're not? You're still not?
No. Well, just fine.
Are you ready for the wedding night? You're not too used to not having it, are you? That's another bad precedent. You might get married. You might get married, and you're so used to living in this non-sexual relationship that your marriage continues that way. I worry for you.
You're going to save a lot of money on them subscriptions, though.
I'm just saying, I worry for you. You know. I slept with my wife to make sure my daughter's not in there. I slept with my wife the entire time we were living together. And I think the night before I got married. You know. That's what I did.
Within the first week.
That's how I roll. I know some of these women are like, no, not the weekend. Like, you know, 2 weeks before they get married, they shut it off.
Oh, screw that.
Hell no.
I ain't doing that.
Hell no.
You got to be giving out.
That's right. It's still time for me to cancel this damn wedding.
Put out or get out.
I can still cancel. Mm-mm.
Better not show you my pimp hand.
You better not close them legs. Don't make me show you my pimp hand, biatch.
I'll backhand you into next week, bitch.
I'll have to. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Because my wife and I, we flew to Vegas for vacation and got married. So, you know, we're in that nice Vegas hotel room. You got to use it as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the best, man. Right after the wedding, going back to the room. Oh, my. That was the perfect. At the best, that's some of the best you'll ever get, Pickett's wedding night. Take advantage of it.
My bachelor party is going to be in Vegas.
There you go. figures I didn't get an invite to that. I might have actually gone to that.
I didn't get an invite to either one. I know what you're complaining about. Think it's acting like we're not friends or something.
I know. Grilla would have given you a candle.
Right. Well, I do like owls, so that would have worked out.
You're a nice lavender-scented...
Yes.
Owl
nice
candle.
Lavender-scented conspiracy candle.
Owl and conspiracy flavor.
I've had a lot of guests on this show.
It's been packed.
Hardcore Rob, Michelle the Weather Babe, my mother, and now Pickett.
Joe the stupid drunk was threatening to call, but did he call? No.
What's the deal with Joe? He's supposed to be on the show.
Stupid, retarded sons of bitches.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. It's Hillbilly Joe. Oh, my God. Hillbilly Joe's on.
It's Mr. Letdown. You lazy, drunk bitch. Why didn't you say it?
You know, isn't it? It's sort of like, it's like the old Johnny Carson shows back in the 80s, you know, when they would mention somebody out of nowhere. A celebrity would just walk through the curtains. This time, Hillbilly Joe just walks in.
Well, stumbles in because he's probably drunk.
Joe, how long have you been there?
7 minutes, to be exact.
You called the show 7 minutes ago. I didn't even see it.
Yep.
I thought I could smell something.
Wow.
I was on here for a while before we started talking about it.
Well, I got new settings for Skype. So if you're in the list or whatever, you just call and you're automatically put on. So.
Oh, it's good to know.
So please forgive me. This is my screw-up. I had it set and didn't even realize it.
I was just kind of waiting like I always do. And
Have you listened to the show, or are you working and usually don't hear? What made you call today?
Today, I'm off for the week.
All right.
A lot of times I'm working during the day.
All right.
During the week, and then I work evenings on the weekends. So I've been working so much, I just don't have time to sit down at the computer till the evening. So I was off today, and I had our premarital counseling and got home, and I'm like, I'm going to listen to Ray's show.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, you know, it's nice to have – it's nice to know that some of the old standards are listening, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get to listen very often.
No, we do have a podcast. The majority of people actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
podcast. You can't download the podcast daily, by the way.
I was subscribed to your last one. Did you change it?
Yes, you need to go. Click on Breaking
Curfew. I'll resubscribe then.
Click on Breaking Curfew, on Chubby Ray, and click on where it says podcast, and then when you go to podcast.com, it's very difficult, I know. It's a pain. I got to get it set up right, but... When you go to where it says podcast.com, you can download it from there, or you could click Show Advanced and click the Subscribe to iTunes button. It's the easiest way.
Okay.
Easiest way.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, keep us up to date. And when you move back, let's get you over here. What the hell?
Definitely.
See my new dumpy little place I live. My new hood, man.
Word.
My daughter, by the way, convinced the ice cream man that he needs to stop in front of the house every day.
That's good.
She convinced him that this is a good stop.
I wondered if I could convince the ice cream man to come upstairs, knock on my door, and give me ice cream.
She uses me. She says, look, my dad's real fat, so you got to stop here. Even though I don't really I never buy ice cream from the ice cream man. But she wants it because she and her friends, that way they don't have to run all the way over. They just get it right out front.
Ah. Good plan.
So she's very...
very interesting.
My daughter's very intelligent like that. Very intelligent. By the way, Pickett, I'm going to turn on your camera if you have it on.
Okay. I do.
All right. Let me take another call. Hi, you are on Chubby Ray Live. Hello. Someone there? I do know Hillbilly Joe is there. Joe, why did you not call the show last Thursday?
Jackass.
Joe, is Joe still there? Joe, are you there?
He's funny.
Joe, why did you not call the show?
I've been busy, Ray.
On Thursdays, we do the current events quiz. How come you weren't, how come you didn't call?
He was drunk.
Joe?
And he has a professional microphone.
Now I can hear.
All right. Joe, why did you not call the show last Thursday?
I have been busy the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
Mr. Gay, USA.
You what?
No, sorry, I wasn't at your father's funeral. You
all right, will you please, what were you doing that you did not call the show?
Anywhere from work and talking to attorneys and all.
Why are you talking to attorneys?
Why are the attorneys not
asking? He's always talking to attorneys.
Yeah.
What is with you
I'm
and the
smart.
What's with you and the attorneys all the time?
They're helping them
because
to spell.
You've got to sit there and make sure yourself is protected on businesses. What can you say?
Have you guys noticed that he's always got attorneys around him?
He does. How's he working with him?
I don't know.
What's Joe working on now? I'm curious.
His porn site. MissKittyPlayground.com or whatever.
Dirty Burger.
Yep. Dirty Montana. DirtyMontana.net, whatever the hell it is.
With extra sauce.
You should call it Dirty Montana. That actually is.
Just the capability of how you guys think. I mean, what more?
Let me tell you something. Dirty Montana is actually very catchy. I'm going to register that. I'm going to name my new band Dirty Montana.
And every day you think of the name, you'll be reminded of Miss Kitty.
You know what you should call it, Ray?
What?
Dirty Montana and the Beaks.
I do like... That's pretty good.
And that's good.
I do like... I love my new band name, though. I do love Two-Ton Baby.
Sit back there talking about the old lady who never says anything negative when he comes to her face. And then you got this fat Oompa Loompa-looking son of a bitch out there, really so-called in England, running his
Joe.
Mouth off. He's a
Joe, please.
Will not say
Joe,
a damn
Joe.
Thing. Straight
Joe.
When you get your, you know what, dude? When you get some balls, dude. Okay, and you so-called come to the United States of America, and you come up and knock on my door and call my old lady those names. I'm going to make sure I have the video camera running when she knocks you on your fat ass, and then I'm gonna go, damn, you just got the feet out.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. For one, I wouldn't want to come near you because you stink. For two, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you blabbering on about?
I'm gonna give you a little school in here, fat ass. You just
yes,
are
please,
like
Sue.
These other little morons in
yes,
this chat room who
yes,
does
Joe,
not
Joe.
Have nothing better to say except
fantastic.
For, hey, I'm gonna go back from 2 years ago and go, oh. You're a moron. Your old lady's cooter smells like garbage. Come on, dude. Think of something. Just think of something original, okay?
Joe, I don't have to think of a joke. I don't have to.
On the little kid.
I lost control over the show
before you think
a while ago.
Lazy and can't get your ass down the damn stairs. What
jackass.
The hell?
Jackass. If you let somebody else speak for a moment, Joe, if you could just...
I would not let you speak. You sat there and
blabbering, Joe.
Ass,
you are blabbering.
So
you're
shut
blabbering.
The hell.
All righty.
Damn.
All right.
Well done. You're
thank
blabbering,
you, Joe.
Busy.
I got your blabbering giggling right between my legs, you fucking fat.
Come on.
Wow.
Why? Why do you always have to... Every time he's on the show, all right? Every time you are on the show, I have to end up getting a whatchamacallit rating. You notice that every time he's on the show?
Yep.
Damn it. Now we're gonna have an explicit rating on this one.
Just bleep it out before you put it on there.
Unbelievable.
Brain dead. That's it. He's brain dead.
He's on the show. He's swearing. Effing this, effing that. My mother's on this show. He's swearing like that.
Turning the internet blue.
He ruined the show.
Well done, Joe. Jackass.
He ruined the show.
I got him really wound up. That was nice.
Why do you do that?
Because he annoys me.
Should leave him in peace. I was going to do something. We don't even have time to do news. It's Tuesday News Day. We didn't do it. We got to do the news tomorrow.
Give me one sounder, Ray.
All right, let's do. We do have time to do maybe two stories tops.
I got an update from a story we did yesterday.
Let's get right to it. News time. He's Vanilla Gorilla, Chubby Ray Live.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes, Gorilla.
We're back to St. Paul, Minnesota, where
a man
admitted beating up the quadruple amputee.
Yes.
That was yesterday.
Who was blocking his television?
Blocking his television. Apparently now, he's saying she hit him first.
Oh, well.
How did a quadruple amputee hit him?
I don't know, but here's how, it started, Ray. It started with an argument whether or not she was seeing another man.
Oh, good Lord.
He had been dealing with her cheating on him. The argument escalated when he turned on the TV. She got mad. Then she punched him in the groin, Ray.
With what?
Oh.
How'd she punch him? She's a quadruple amputee.
Ow. Stump. A stump to the ball.
Did she kick him with her stump?
He said she also hit him with a coffee canister and a bedpan.
Unbelievable. That was full of pee?
In response to this, he said, I hit her once, and that was it. Maybe twice.
You covered in pee.
Somebody, say, listen. Somebody hits me with a bucket of a pee. There might be a pimp slap. There might be a pimp slap coming.
Yeah, but you're hitting a quadruplegic with someone with no arms or legs. You might as well just be hitting like a raisin, because that's all it is.
It's just a
human raisin.
You hit me like that, you might deserve a little something, something.
You could throw them like a ball.
Yeah, you don't hit me with pee. That's strong.
It's fair.
It's strong.
I'm with Ray on this one.
You don't throw a piss bucket at somebody. That's above and beyond.
If you don't have any hands, do you throw the piss bucket?
I don't know, maybe. That makes sense. Hell, how do you get anything in it?
Pointy stubs. That's what it must be.
That's funny. All right, let's do one more story. Vanilla Gorilla. We're a couple minutes late, but here's Gorilla with the news anyway.
Russellville, Tennessee.
Yeah, man.
A mental evaluation will be ordered on a Mississippi man accused of breaking into a Franklin home Sunday, proclaiming he was none other than Jesus Christ.
Well,
Ray.
Yeah.
Well, that'll help.
Yeah.
He told the property owner he was there to have sex with his wife and his daughter.
Well, everybody knows that's what Jesus did when Jesus...
Right.
Everybody knows Jesus roamed the earth, breaking into people's homes and having sex with people's children.
He didn't
wait until he was married.
Everybody knew that. I mean, that's what Jesus did.
Then he claimed, Ray, after they didn't believe the Jesus Christ story, he said that he was Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Oh, yes, the king.
And then once they didn't believe that, Ray.
Yeah.
After he was arrested.
Some people believe Elvis and Jesus. One and the same.
After he was arrested, Ray, he claimed to the police that he was the grandson of Harry Houdini. he could escape from anywhere.
That's great.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. That's a fine way to end the show right there. That is, but you know what? At least no one hit him with a piss bucket.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, give me one more, Ray.
Are you sure? Are you crazy? One more, are you sure?
One more. Let's do one more.
All right, last one. Here's Gorilla.
Police have arrested William Clark Ford, 71.
Yeah.
Saturday after he was brought up on charges. He shot his daughter's boyfriend in the left hand after he caught them having sex.
Shot his daughter's boyfriend?
Yes. His daughter, by the way, who was close to 40, and lives with him, was not allowed to have her boyfriend over the house.
Oh, for God's
sake. But the rule was he had to be gone by midnight. At 3 a.m., he heard a strange noise coming from the garage when he opened the door. She was performing a sexual act on her boyfriend. He told the boyfriend to leave, and then he went and got his shotgun.
Whoa. Crazy.
He shot the 38-year-old man in the left hand, and he had to be taken to the hospital.
Unbelievable. Well, thank God he wasn't aiming for something else, because he could have shot the daughter's jaw.
Ooh. Let's hope he doesn't use that hand when he's single.
That would have been horrible. Yeah, you're right. Now he's broken up with the daughter. What's he going to do?
He's going to have to use his other hands. Ambidextrous.
Mm. Or you put on a Burger King mask and head to Joe's house, I guess.
No.
All right, well, there you go. Gorilla, thank you. Nice story to end the show. Hey, listen, so many people to thank. We have to thank, of course, Hardcore Rob, Michelle the Weather Babe. We have to thank Pickett, Hillbilly Joe, and my mother. Wow. Thanks for listening. That's it for this program. It's Chubby Ray Live. Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Goodbye, chicks.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Bobby Vogel.
And say goodbye, Pickett.
Goodbye.
Later on, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. on another show. It's Chubby Ray Live. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.